Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. I have a job for you, Miss Katie. Okay. You have to hold one hand out just like that, and you have to hold that the whole time we're talking.
Okay.
You have to hold it up. Okay? Can't set it in your lap. Got to hold on to it.
Okay.
You just hold on to that. We're gonna talk while she holds that. And then we'll eventually tell her why. But we could be here a while, just so you know, because she's going to hold on to that while we just sit here and watch her. Yeah. Do you know how many times the Bible talks about water? Can't use your other hand.
I was holding my hand up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can't. You got to do it just like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nicole can't help you either. See? Isn't that funny, Nicole? Watch her hold that water. That's really neat, isn't it? You know how many times the Bible talks about water? There's stories about water in the Bible all over the place. There's Noah. Remember, we had the flood? Yeah, and the rainbow. And then one of my favorites is in Matthew, where it talks about Jesus that walks on the water. You remember that story? Mm-hmm. Jesus walks out on the water, and Peter sees him coming. Peter says, "If it's really you, Lord, tell me to come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter starts to walk. And as long as he's watching Jesus, he walks just fine on that water, doesn't he? And then eventually he takes his eyes off of Jesus and he falls right into the water. And Jesus has to save him. So there's a lot of stories about water in there. Another one of my favorite stories is in Matthew, just a couple of chapters before that, where it says, it talks, yeah, you can't do that. Watch that. Hold that out. Hold that out. Where it says in Matthew 11, it says, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Now, here's my question. Just how heavy is that pitcher of water?
Not heavy.
Not heavy? Not heavy at all? Why you keep moving your hand then?
Because I want to.
So how heavy? See, everybody thought I was just going to say, is that half full and half empty, didn't they? Uh-huh. So what I really want to know is how heavy it is. So who has a guess? Who has a guess as to how heavy that is? Come on, shout it out. I know you got a guess, Roger. How much?
About 6 ounces.
Well, I think it's 8, but that's not actually the point, because it really doesn't matter how heavy that actually is. What matters is how long she holds it. Because see, if she just stands there and holds that just like that for just a minute or two, it's not heavy at all, is it? No? You just told me it wasn't heavy.
It wasn't.
Is it getting heavier? But if she sits there and holds it for an hour, her arm is going to hurt bad. And if I made her sit here till this time tomorrow, we probably have to call an ambulance for her. Because that's going to get heavier and heavier the longer she holds on to it. But my point is, the longer we hold on to burdens, the longer we hold on to anger, the longer we hold on to anything that causes us stress in our life, the heavier it becomes. And the Lord says to us, do not hold on to your anger, to your burdens, to your sin that causes your life to be heavier. Don't go to even in Ephesians it says, don't go to bed, don't let the sun go down. Don't go to bed with your anger or your burdens.
Good job!
That's why it has a lid.
It
did. Oh, goodness. But in Ephesians, the Lord tells us, don't let the sun go down on your anger, because you invite the devil. You invite sin into your life that way. And it's the same with our burdens. The longer we carry them, the longer we hold on to them, the heavier they become in our life. So I tell you today, Give that back to her.
Listen to the words of Matthew. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, because I am humble and gentle. Shh. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I have is light. So don't carry your burdens. Don't let it build up. Don't hold them in your hand. Give them to God. And we will laugh. Let's have a word of prayer.
Where was it?
Have a word of prayer. Bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking our burdens on you. We thank you that we don't have to carry them around and let them be so heavy that they cause us to be away from you, to not look at you, to lose sight of you, and to fall. In Jesus' name, we ask all things. Amen.